Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All About Fitness podcast. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip on how you can avoid common injuries that happen into the gym. Let's face it, we enjoy exercise, and a lot of us enjoy pushing ourselves, but no one likes being injured, and I'm going to give you some insights on what you can do to avoid common exercise injuries. But first, I'm going to share a little something with you. I just got back from my first international fitness trip in about 20 months. Some of you may or may not know that currently I am the global master trainer for Core Health and Fitness for Nautilus and Stairmaster. I'm sure I probably reference it, so if you've heard it before, I apologize. But in that role, I travel around, literally around the world, to train people how to use equipment, how to use Nautilus and Stairmaster equipment. The way that works is either health club companies buy our equipment and put it in, and if they put it into a chain of clubs, then I'll go in there and work with the staff of the clubs, learn how to use it. Or in a lot of countries, we have distributors that sell our equipment for us, and I'll work with the team that works with the distributors on how to use the equipment. Either way, it's one of the coolest things I get to do in all the various opportunities and jobs I have, because I literally get to go to different places, meet different people from all over the world, and see how fitness gets done. I'm recording this in early November 2021. I just got back from the Dubai Muscle Show. That's in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Normally, in normal times, I cover Latin America, Asia, and now the Middle East for Core Health and Fitness, meaning I go to those regions on a regular basis. But obviously, I haven't traveled since February of 2020. Ironically, since I went to Dubai for a meeting in February 2020, but I was at the Dubai Muscle Show. If you want to see some images from the Dubai Muscle Show and how they do the fitness in the Middle East, go to All About Fitness Podcast. That's All About Fitness Podcast on Instagram. And I have some images there from the Dubai Muscle Show so you can see how fitness is done. And what's interesting is that all throughout the world, fitness is a big thing because health is international. It doesn't matter where you live, health is important. I've been to workshops, I've taught workshops in Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, in these countries that we associate with the developing world. Well, here's the issue. A lot of these countries now have much higher income streams. The people are earning a lot more money than they used to. So what do you think they're doing with that extra income? Well, they're buying TVs, they're buying smartphones, they're buying computers, they're buying cars. What else are they buying? They're buying American fast food. Almost anywhere you go in the world, you can find American fast food. Well, in certain countries, as people's purchasing power comes up, besides buying all the electronic toys, they're going out and buying the American diet. So what's happening all over the world in all these countries is you are having issues with obesity, with diabetes, onset type 2 diabetes. You're having issues related to heart disease. So this creates an opportunity now. In most major countries, you have companies like Gold's Gym, UFC, Crunch. These are all franchise companies that are going into these countries. One of the people I was meeting with in Dubai was from Egypt, and Egypt has a booming fitness scene right now. I heard about a deal, and I'm not going to say the name of the company, but I heard about a deal with a big health club company from the UK that's going to be opening up 30 clubs in Pakistan. That's how much fitness is booming, and people are realizing that data is coming in that those of us who make health and fitness a priority, we fared very well over the last 20 months, and we all know what happened there. But I just want to share that with you. I didn't get a podcast up last week. I didn't get my stuff together. I traveled internationally for the first time in a while, and like anything else, it's an acquired, you have to learn how to do it. The time zones, it was only 11 time zones away, but it knocked me loopy for a few days. And I wanted to share that with you because it's really cool to see how fitness is done. And what I talked to our distributors from India, I talked to our distributor from Egypt, as I mentioned, from Turkey. And in all these countries, people are chomping at the bit to get back to life as normal. People want to get back to the gym. They want to get back to the studio. People want to exercise and move. And we're in the process of doing that. You know, it's going to be a process to get back to the way life was. And I'll restate that. It's going to be a process to get to the new normal because I do think that a lot of things are going to change. Anyway, that's not what the Quick Fit Tip is about. I want to share that with you because that's why I didn't get an episode up. But this Quick Fit Tip is about injury prevention, specifically what you should know about the tissues in your body so you can do certain exercises to prevent injury. Now, I've been a big fascia geek for probably about 15 years. Now, I'll take probably a little bit less than that, about 12 years. A number of years ago, I went through a biomechanics postgraduate. I got my master's degree, went through a postgraduate fellowship in biomechanics with a gentleman by the name of Gary Gray, who's been on the podcast before. And that's where I really learned about human movement and how the body is designed to move. Well, your muscles have actually two different types of tissue in them. And these tissues are very important for some fiber, like the muscle fibers, so that tissue, the striated muscle fibers, the actin, myosin, cross bridges, when they contract, they generate the force to produce movement. Now you also have another type of tissue, connective tissue, elastic connective tissue, fascia. They're all relatively synonymous. That's what distributes the force through the body. So muscles contract to generate a force. That force is distributed through the body via the fascia and elastic connective tissue. Now, a lot of the exercise that we do in the gym, a lot of the linear exercise, the exercises that take place in one plane of motion, biceps curls, chest press, deadlift, squat. Now, I love these exercises, but their primary function is they make your muscles stronger. When you move weight in one plane of motion in one line of pull, you're generally working the actin, myosin, the protein myofilaments, and what they're going to do is become more effective at generating force. Now, when you move a weight through space, when you pick up something from the floor by your right ankle and you put it up on a shelf by your left shoulder, when you move a weight through space or move an object through space, not only do you use your muscle, but you use your connective tissue. And the connective tissue, when you look at the microscopic level in the human body, connective tissue is around every individual muscle fiber and actually around every individual muscle cell. You can make the argument that the cytoplasm is a connective tissue that connects cells to one another. So really, when we think about exercise, we should think about exercise for two different types of tissue. One, your muscle fibers, the actin, myosin, cross bridges, the protein filaments. Those generate force. You want to do regular weight training for that. But then also you want to do multi-planar movement. You want to do multi-directional movement for your fascia and connective tissue. If you've read any of my books, Smarter Workouts or Ageless Intensity, that's why I recommend the exercise programs I do. Do heavy strength training for your muscle. Do mobility training or multi-planar movement training for your connective tissue. Do a heavy strength day on Monday. Take a yoga class on Tuesday because yoga is great for the connective tissue. If you want to remain injury-free, you have to understand how to exercise for your connective tissue. And that's what I'm going to read for you today. I'm going to read from a blog I wrote, PeteMcCallFitness.com. The title of the blog is 5 Things to Know About Your Fascia and Connective Tissues. Well, here's how this ties into injury prevention. If you understand how the connective tissues work, if you understand how the fascia transmits force, then there are certain exercises that we can do for fascia that reduce the risk of it becoming injured. So that's why I'm titling this injury prevention. So 5 things to know about your fascia. Picture a young boy playing on a playground. What would you see? A bundle of energy as he climbs, jumps, runs, and moves in all directions at various speeds. Now think of an old man trying to navigate a busy sidewalk. How would an older man move differently when compared to a young child? Being cautious about having to negotiate obstacles like other walkers and curbs, the man would move much slower and more deliberately when compared to the boy. They have the same basic anatomy, so why do they move so differently? Easy. The fascia and the elastic connective tissue that connect every single muscle fiber to one another. The human body is capable of producing two types of energy: chemical, from the macronutrients consumed in the diet, and mechanical energy produces muscles transition from lengthening to shortening. Sidebar, I'm going to pause here for a second. So think about that. We have two different types of energy. Our body taps into two different types of energy. When you eat a food, your body takes the protein, which is used for tissue repair. It takes the carbohydrates and the fats, and those are used primarily for energy, and it stores it in the body. Your muscle cells will convert fats and carbohydrates into adenosine triphosphate, which is a chemical. Well, actually, it's acetylcholine, but ATP is used to fuel muscle contraction. That's how we get chemical energy. Mechanical energy is lengthening and shortening of the tissues, specifically the fascia and elastic connective tissues. Think of a rubber band. The faster you pull rubber band back and release it, the more explosive it is. Well, that's how your fascia and elastic connective tissues work. Your Achilles tendon is a perfect example. If you bounce up and down on the balls of your feet, it's not the muscle. The muscle fibers are staying contracted. That's how plyometrics works. Muscle fibers remain contracted. It's the connective tissue around the muscle fibers that are lengthening and shortening. That's mechanical energy. So just to make that point, now back to the piece, now back to the blog. How muscles function. When muscles shorten, they generate force, which is then distributed by the network of fascia and elastic connective tissue to control movement. In general, young children move in a variety of directions at different speeds, resulting in muscle and fascia that is more pliable, resilient, and capable of being lengthened in all directions. During the biological aging process, fascia and elastic connective tissue can lose elasticity and the ability to lengthen, placing it at an increased risk of injury during rapid changes of direction or movement speed. When fascia loses elasticity, the body loses an important source of energy from the mechanical actions of muscle and connective tissues. Exercise to enhance mechanical energy. Adding certain exercises to your workout program can help increase your overall stamina by enhancing the body's ability to produce and use mechanical energy. Here are five things to know about fascia and elastic connective tissue, as well as some exercises that could lead to a strong fascial network that could help reduce the risk of injury while optimizing mechanical energy in your body. Side note, and that's why I'm tying this in to injury prevention. A lot of time injuries happen when too much force goes into the body too quickly. If your fascia and elastic connective tissue are healthy, they can absorb that force a little bit more efficiently. They absorb it, tissue lengthens, and it releases it. A lot of injuries, like the Achilles tendon, I did an episode on that a few weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago. They store a tremendous amount of energy. So doing these types of exercise, and the blog will be linked down below in the show notes. I'm going to have also a link to a YouTube, some YouTube video I did about training that can help with the fascia and injury prevention. So check down below in the show notes for a couple great resources on that. Back to the blog. Two types of tissue. There are two basic types of muscle tissue: the contractile element of skeletal muscle, responsible for producing force, and the elastic connective tissue that envelopes individual muscle fibers and distributes the forces generated by the contractile element. The contractile element consists of the actin, myosin, protein filaments that generate force when stimulated contract by the nervous system. Point two, how muscle tissue is damaged. When muscles experience constant stress from repetitive movements or maintaining a poor posture, they can layer down inelastic collagen fibers to protect themselves from damage. Muscles organize in layers. When collagen binds between these layers, it creates adhesions, reducing the ability of the layers to slide against one another, which, in turn, can limit muscle force output and change the function of involved joints. Moving in multiple directions can reduce the risk of collagen binding between layers, promoting the production of collagen proteins and maintaining optimal joint motion. Now, side note, when you put mechanical stress into the body responds by layering down. It creates new chemicals, and that's what, and those fibroblasts become collagen fibers. When fibroblasts attach to a muscle protein, they become protein fibers. If fibroblasts attach to a collagen fiber, they can become collagen. Collagen, when you move a lot, you move in multiple directions, collagen fibers can go parallel with muscle fibers. If you don't move much, if you stay stuck in the same position, collagen can bind down perpendicular to the fibers and create crosslinks. That's what adhesions are. If you ever get a knot in your muscles or if you go see a massage therapist on a regular basis or use one of the percussion guns, what they're doing is breaking up the layers of collagen that can bind down between the layers of tissue. And that's really important. That's what can cause injury. If you're stuck in your desk all day and you go to the gym, you're trying to go do dynamic movement, and you don't take the time to do a multi-planar warm-up, that's where the risk of injury significantly increases. Let's go to the third bullet point. Exercise can restructure fascia. The good news is that the right exercise can restructure the fascia and connective tissue to increase elasticity, enhance strength, improve movement skill, and develop the structural integrity to resist injuries like pulls or strains. Traditional strength training exercises are great for improving size or force output of the contractile element, but may not provide the most effective means for training the fascia and connective tissues. Plyometric movements and exercises that move the body in multiple directions can be the most effective for strengthening the fascia and connective tissues. Fourth bullet point, exercises for fascia. A young child at play is constantly moving in all directions at all different speeds. This forces the fascial system to adapt at various levels of force and of lines and pull. A young child at play is constantly moving in all directions and at all different speeds. This forces the fascial system to adapt to various levels of force and lines of pull. Most traditional gym exercises focus on the contractile element, yet it's the elastic component that's often the cause of an injury when it's stretched beyond its normal length. Multidirectional movements like lunging in all directions, push-ups with the hands in a variety of positions, or medicine ball exercises where the shoulders and the hips are working at the same time can all help to strengthen the fascia by placing different loads and different forces into the tissues. 5. Benefits of explosive exercise. Explosive plyometric exercises like skips, hops, and jumps aren't just for athletes. During explosive movements, the muscle fibers shorten while surrounding connective tissues lengthen, making dynamic jumping movements effective for strengthening the fascia. Fifth bullet point, benefits of explosive exercise. Explosive plyometric exercises like skips, hops, and jumps aren't just for athletes. During explosive movements, the muscle fibers shorten while the surrounding connective tissues lengthen, making dynamic jumping movements effective for strengthening the fascia. When it comes to training the fascial network, the only difference between young and old is that older adults will need to increase the intensity at a slower, more controlled rate of progression. For example, start with doing 1 or 2 sets of 2 to 4 reps and gradually build up to 3 or 4 sets of 6 to 8 reps, allowing for plenty of rest between sets. And that's for jumps, like doing box jumps. While many traditional resistance training exercises can strengthen the contractile element, they don't necessarily provide the stimulus that can help improve the resiliency or optimize the mechanical efficiency of fascia and elastic connective tissues. Exercises that challenge you to move in multiple directions or an explosive tempo can not only help strengthen your connective tissue, but can also be effective for increasing caloric expenditure. Finally, the most significant benefit of training your fascia is that proper loading through exercise can influence a younger, more youthful architecture of connective tissues. And who doesn't want that? So I have different resources for you. Number one, I'm going to link to this blog right below in the show notes, so take a look at that. And real quick on plyometric exercises. They are very popular for high intensity, and people will say we're going to do plyometrics. Here's the real functional plyometric exercise. Plyometric simply means more length. It's a breakdown of Greek. Plyo is more, metric is length. I think that's what I remember. But plyometric means more length. What you're trying to do, the Russians developed this method. They called it shock training. You're trying to jump and you're trying to be explosive. An explosive jump, what's going to happen is the fibers are going to contract. They're going to remain in contraction while all the tissue around, the connective tissue around it, lengthen and shorten. When doing jumps, the ideal way to do plyometric jumps is only 1, 2, maybe 4 or 5 jumps in a time at the most, because you're putting a lot of force into the tissue. When you land from a jump, if you're jumping up and landing, you're landing with anywhere from 4 to 6 times your body weight, depending on your pace and your rate of movement. What's the so what? The so what is that when you jump, you want to do it under control. One of the biggest causes of injury I see in the gym is when people jump up and down off one of those jump back boxes and they're not being careful about how they're jumping down. That jumping down is when the risk of injury goes significantly up. Box jumps are awesome, but you want to jump up to the top of the box and step down. When you look at sport training, if you look at training for, let's say, basketball or volleyball, two sports where jumping plays an important role. A basketball player is only going to jump one, maybe two or three times in a row before they transition into the next phase of play. Same with volleyball. A frontline defender for volleyball might jump up the spike, might jump back up the block. They're going to jump one or two times in a row. So if you want to train, if you want to use jumping to generate a lot of force and be explosive, and that's what jumping can do, it can help you be more explosive, it can help your tissue be healthier, you only want to jump a few repetitions at a time. Because if you start jumping for 30 or 40 seconds at a time, like some high-intensity workout protocols, that right there is a significant risk of injury. And really, you're not increasing your energy expenditure that much. Instead of jumping for 40 seconds, you're better off just doing jumping jacks, which is a much lower intensity of jumping. If you want to work on your vertical jump, do two, maybe three jumps in a row because you want to be as explosive as possible, but then rest. Anyway, I just want to point that out there because I see jumping done. So many people do jumps in the gym, but unfortunately, they're not being done in the safest, most effective way possible. And there's a risk of injury. And I wanted to read this to you about fascia so you can understand that, because in your training programs, I don't want you to be injured. And if you understand a little bit more about how the different types of the tissues in your body work, you just take a little bit smarter, a little bit more deliberate approach to your exercise program. Hey, for more information, I got a great resource for you. I have the blog in the show notes, but I have a great ebook called Dynamic Anatomy. The Dynamic Anatomy is only $7, and it goes way into depth into this topic of fascia and muscle and how they all work. And in both my books, Ageless Intensity and Smarter Workouts, I write a lot about fascia and how to train to strengthen both fascia and your regular contractile element. There you go. I want to give you some insight on your fascia, on your connective tissue, and just some different things that you can do to avoid injury. Because my goal is to help you learn how to use exercise to enhance your quality of life. And hey, if we do it right, we can extend the lifespan as well. And getting injured, yes, there is a risk of that happening. But hey, let's reduce that risk of injury so we can enjoy and have as much fun as much as possible. As always, if you want more information, go to PeteMcCallFitness.com. If you sign up for my mailing list at PeteMcCallFitness.com, I'll send you a chapter from Smarter Workouts. I'll send you a couple workouts from Smarter Workouts so you can try it out. Go to Pete McCall Fitness, a lot of information there. Go to the All About Fitness podcast page on YouTube. I've been putting up more and more fitness information there. I'm just trying to be a resource of information to you. And hey, as always, thanks for stopping by. And I certainly look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.